The South African Medical Association is calling for COVID-19 booster shots for healthcare workers. Remember, all of the healthcare workers received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as part of the Sisonke trial. So South Africa's got a good supply of vaccines. The association saying that the booster shots for frontline healthcare workers should be made available immediately. So there was an announcement from the minister in one of the briefings that that doctors who were part of the Sisonke trial would be getting a booster. So let's find out where we are with that at the moment. Dr. Angelique Kutsia, SA Medical Association President, joining us now. Dr. Kutsia, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. We were told that those who were part of the Sisonke trial would get a booster. Is that happening?
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, it's going to happen. What a National Department of Health already approved, and Prof. Glenda Gray already got the ball rolling with SAHPRA and with Johnson & Johnson. So all that is now keeping us from getting the booster from Johnson & Johnson is the EVDS system just need to be aligned with this so that it will take the healthcare workers, you know, if they will register them for the second dosage so that they can get their certificate. And this is actually what is now holding us up. So we think within the next 2 weeks, the good news will be out there for healthcare workers. You know, we all are aware that most of the healthcare workers got started in the, February this year with receiving their Johnson & Johnson, and we saw that there was breakthrough infections in the third wave, and this is very, very necessary.
And I imagine you wanted to be done before the fourth wave, potentially.
Yes. Yes, that's why everyone is pushing. But pharma will also write a letter, and pharma will ask Pfizer, because this is very important. A lot of doctors also ask for Pfizer. But the Pfizer company needs to approach SAHPRA to say, listen, they will be happy to for those doctors to run a parallel sort of a trial for those doctors that want Pfizer who had Johnson & Johnson. So we feel it is they need to come to the party. We as medical doctors prescribe their products, the patients are using their products, and all that we ask is also for them to approach SAHPRA and get this ball going so that in the end of the day, for those doctors who doesn't want Johnson & Johnson, that they then can get Pfizer. Remember, it's not as if in the public out there you can have a choice, but because we started with under the Sisonke, Pfizer is not that keen to come to the party for those healthcare workers who want Pfizer. And okay. I think it's time that they need to put their money where their mouth is.
So if I understand you correctly, Doctor, that means that those doctors who are part of the Sisonke trial will be given a Johnson & Johnson booster, but if they want Pfizer at this stage, they can't receive them?
Yes, you are absolutely correct, because Pfizer needs to approach SAHPRA and to say, listen, we know that there was doctors that got Johnson & Johnson, but there would be some doctors or healthcare workers now would like to do the heterologous switching, which the data is beautiful out there. But because we started on this under Sisonke, SAHPRA cannot automatically approve, as for the normal public out there, that we can choose the second dosage between Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
So therefore, SAHPRA asked Pfizer to please come to the party.
All right. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for explaining that. So Dr. Angelique Kutsia, the SA Medical Association President, just explaining where we are at the moment with those booster shots for frontline healthcare workers.